Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. It is good to be able to share worship together online. You are very welcome watching it in your homes as we are able to broadcast this service from church this morning. It is a service of Holy Communion with our act of remembrance. The words will come up on the screen. You're invited to join in. I say the words in white. You respond, please, with the words in yellow. Why don't we stand together as we say these opening words of worship and welcome? For all that has been, let us give thanks. For all that shall be, let us say yes as we come now to worship God. Let's remain standing, and the advantage of watching from home is that you can sing. So we are going to sing some verses from O God, Our Help in Ages Past. We come now to our prayer of confession. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. We shall observe some moments of quiet, and then words will come up on the screen. Holy God, your child Jesus showed us how to live in love, but we don't always follow his example. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We often do only what we want, even if it is bad for us or for others, or disappoints you. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Forgive all that we have done wrong, and help us today and every day to grow closer to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon and forgiveness of all your sins, time to change your life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We say the collect together for this Remembrance Sunday. God, our refuge and strength. Bring near the day when wars shall cease and poverty and pain shall end, that earth may know the peace of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just realised, oh, I think I did ask you to sit or kneel to pray, so that's okay. But I'm going to ask you to stand again, because our first reading is going to be a psalm that we're going to say responsively. So it is Psalm 121, and I would invite you, as we say, to stand and respond with the verses in yellow. I should say the first verse, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. That's talking about expecting the enemy to come from the hills and knowing where help comes from. And so now we begin. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen. We are going to now have our gospel reading, which is going to be brought to us by Sheena Evans. Thank you, Sheena.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, I'm sorry if you lost the beginning of the gospel acclamation. It's a pretty complicated setup this morning, and our VMix operators are doing a great job, and I'm very grateful to them. We come now to our sermon and begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I explained last week, through November, we will be thinking about our seven whole days vision. Being faithful and faith-filled Christians, not only on Sundays, but acknowledging the challenges of that in a time of pandemic. There we are. Today is already heavy with remembrance. And so this week, I wanted us to explore our vision in a time of COVID and suffering and remembrance. But before we do this, just a quick word about the vision itself, especially for those who don't know its history. When we adopted seven whole days a few years ago, were we being lured into adopting the sort of 24/7 culture in which many live to their detriment? A constant round of news and pressure to perform and succeed. Certainly many have been lured into a 24/7 culture this week as we have been watching the proceedings in the US election. When we thought of this vision, was I guilty of being swept up by the imperative to be busy and productive all day, every day? I don't think so, because the inspiration for the vision was actually the George Herbert hymn written in the 17th century, well before 24/7 was a concept. The hymn was King of Glory, King of Peace, and in particular the start of the third verse. 7 whole days, not one in 7, I will praise thee. Our vision then is not about being active 24/7, rather more about being alive to the truth of God's word, his grace, the outworking of that, his call upon our lives, and our response of praise. It's not about having everything happening instantaneously all the time, but in fact, about an underlying rhythm of resting in God's love. So now we have that clear, let's turn to the main focus of our service today, remembrance and suffering. And it seems to me that the way we remember people and events depends upon the scale of the task. Let me explain a little. When we remember a loved one who has died, we may initially struggle to see past the suffering of a final illness and our suffering in grief. But eventually, our good memories do emerge as we become and remember the loved one's whole life, all that was good in it, and we are thankful. That certainly happened last week at our moving service of remembering and thanking. But how do we cope when we come to remembrance? The estimates of loss in the UK for World War I are just under 900,000. For World War II, about half that, just under 500,000. And there have been many deaths in conflict since. In Northern Ireland, 2,600. In the Falklands, in the Iraq conflict, 222. And many others. The only way we can get a handle on the impact of death on such a scale is to focus in on the personal, here each individual poppy, the individual suffering of the dead, their families and colleagues in action. Now, this idea is literally enshrined in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Westminster Abbey. And it seems to me it's similar with pandemics. Spanish flu, black in 1918, claimed 228,000 lives in the UK, and the population was about two-thirds what it is now. So far, COVID has claimed over 48,000 lives in the UK. And we struggle to understand the enormity of all these figures. The media know that we can't fully take in such numbers, so they bring it to the particular, the story of one person's experience in grief, one family's pain. We go from the devastatingly huge to the devastatingly personal. Now, there's a real tension between wanting to make preaching relevant and rooted in the real world, so it has to deal at present with COVID, but not going overboard on it. But today, I don't want to be preaching about a disease. So I'm here not to preach CV, but JC. Not to preach a disease, but a cure, Jesus Christ. Not an antidote to the specifics of the virus, but a cure to what really ails a world which lacks peace and justice and hope. So what do we need to hear about our vision and COVID and suffering on Remembrance Sunday today? When I thought about that question, knowing that probably a single message is all that we can really take in at present, three words came to my mind very clearly. Jesus alongside us. That's Jesus alongside us in the struggles and insecurity of the times. That's Jesus at a time of suffering and remembrance. Jesus, fully human, came alongside us when he was born as a baby. He knows what it's like to be human from the inside out. He knows how fallible we are, how weak we are, perhaps how frightened we are today. We could have looked at this picture and thought about Jesus alongside us on the road to Emmaus on our journeying today. We could think about our 7 whole days vision being about Jesus with us 7 whole days. But today our service includes another remembrance, Holy Communion. Jesus knew that the disciples would need something to remember him by, so he instituted the Lord's Supper, as we heard in our reading. He knew that the physicality of such remembering met a deep need within each of us, that in a way we find hard to understand and express, Jesus Christ is alongside us at Holy Communion. At present, we may have to be at a distance, sharing over an Ethernet connection. But our remembrance of Jesus in broken bread is central to our faith. He commanded it. It was a promise to be alongside. And St. Paul in Romans 8, 38 to 39 summed up what Jesus alongside us means in a time of suffering. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus alongside us. Geoffrey Studdart Kennedy was a British chaplain in the First World War. He earned the nickname Woodbine Willie from his conviction that chaplaincy meant having a box of fags in your haversack. And he said this, "Jesus Christ I know and love. He is splendid. I love his superb courage, his majestic patience and his perfect love. I love his terrible wrath against all wrong and his tender kindness to the weak, tender as a woman and terrible as a thunderstorm. Jesus Christ, I know and love." Studdart Kennedy was a man who had witnessed immense suffering and the inhuman conditions of war. But he still attested to the Jesus Christ who was alongside him in the trenches and in the breaking of bread. Remembrance, a pandemic. Each presents the challenge of suffering on the widest imaginable scale, in parallel with individual pain and suffering for ourselves and those we love. Like that picture earlier on of all the poppies at the Tower of London and then an individual poppy. Sometimes we find that difference in scale disorientating, even overwhelming, but let's take hold of the truth of Jesus alongside the multitudes in their suffering and alongside individuals too. And let's pray that in this time of COVID, many will discover him alongside them too, perhaps for the first time, in the hospital bed and on the ventilator, in the classroom and the supermarket checkout, at the war memorial, and in the isolation of this lockdown existence. Amen. We will now move to a time of prayer. So as we sit or kneel for our own personal prayer, we will then be led in prayer by Jeff Akerman.
Good morning. Let us pray. Merciful God, your love embraces all of creation. On this Remembrance Sunday, we remember those who have lost their lives as a result of war, young soldiers dispatched to faraway places, never to return, those who have been psychologically wounded by the horrors of war, and civilians, young and old, caught in the crossfire of conflict. Loving God, bring healing to the families torn apart by war. Comfort those who mourn for their loved ones. We remember those living now under oppressive regimes or in the midst of violence and conflict. The millions displaced from their homes to refugee camps. The communities struggling with their daily lives under the shadow of war and terrorist attacks, fearing for their lives and the lives of their children. Loving God, bring healing to nations where there is unrest. Inspire in us the hope for a world where all can live in dignity and safety. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Prayer for peacemakers. History can inspire or trap. Walls can protect or divide. Words can encourage or inflame. Power can free or destroy. Touch can comfort or violate. Peace can be shared or withheld. Gracious God, on this day when we remember past and present conflicts, we pray for the divided peoples of the world, that leaders, governments and each one of us may use our resources, opportunities and our lives in the service of reconciliation for the sake of future generations and to the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Prayers in a time of coronavirus. Love never fails, even in the darkest moments. Love gives hope. Love, with our sevenfold day's vision, compels us to stand together in prayer with our neighbours near and far. So as we enter another period of lockdown, let us pray for the health workers, for the scientists, for the key workers, for the good news stories of recoveries and effective planning, for the singing online by locked down communities, for the recognition that isolation doesn't need to mean loneliness, for the notes through letterboxes offering support, for the internet, telephones and technology that connects, for the awakened appreciation of what is truly important. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for those who are unwell and concerned for loved ones, for those most at risk to the coronavirus, for those in care homes, for those fearful for their businesses and jobs, watching their entire income stream dry up, for those who have no choice but to go to work, for those who are more lonely than they've ever been, for those who are bereaved and grieving, for those with mental health challenges, for families with young children
Simon,
at home,
I think, can you be
for our school children, students and teachers. Let us in a moment of silence bring before God anyone we know who is in special need of our prayers at this time. God, be their healer, comfort and protection. Be their strength, shield and provision. Be their security, safety and close companion. We thank you too for answered prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for great wisdom for all our governments and health advisers at this time. Please guide their decisions and help them to communicate plans clearly and make decisions which would quickly and effectively stop the spread of the coronavirus. Sustain our leaders and grant them energy during a time where they will be working long hours under great stress and strain. We pray that the outcome of the US presidential election is seen to be fair and democratic, and that the result is accepted with dignity and good grace, not met with acrimony and violence. that all parties will seek and encourage reconciliation. Loving God, bring healing to communities, forgiveness where there is hurt, compassion where there is hatred, love where there is fear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A prayer for the church. Lord, may your love that never fails strengthen the weak, encourage the fearful, calm the anxious, heal the sick through your church, your washed hands and feet on earth. Distant but still present, virtual but still connected, apart but still helping. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our response to those prayers is to say the Creed, to remind us the God whom we worship. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We now turn to our act of remembrance. Let us remember before God those who have died for their country in war and areas of conflict, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of the peoples of this world. Can I invite you please to stand? They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. Let us pray. Ever living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Because it's church, we have just a few notices to mention that obviously people are not allowed in church to worship at the moment during lockdown, but the church is allowed to be open for individual private prayer. So we are going to open the church between 8:30 and 2 o'clock Monday to Saturday for the next 3 weeks, beginning tomorrow. Hopefully that might allow parents to drop in after they've dropped the kids at school, local workers and people out on their daily walk to come into the church and to enjoy its stillness and its beauty. So that's for your note. Also to encourage you to please book for our Look Up, Look Out, Zoom Away morning. All of a sudden, it's only next Saturday, and you will need to know the login details if you're going to be able to get on. So please drop me an email. You've got my email address. It was on the previous slide, or you can find it on our website or to our administrator, Julie, just letting us know you're coming, and then we'll be able to give you the sign-in details. Just a couple of hours, and there's space and time to go and get a cup of coffee, so you won't be at your computer that whole time. But it'd be great to share some time together, thinking slightly differently about our world and our worship and our church family together. The other good piece of news, I just wanted to share a photograph with you. And I apologise, it's not been quite updated. That's entirely my fault. On the left is a wedding photo of Asta and Dimitri. Some of you from the 11 o'clock service might remember Asta a couple of years ago, a Lithuanian, used to bring a couple of her charges with her to church. Asta was a great asset to have in our church at the time, and I'm delighted to say she got married, I think, last weekend or two weekends to Dimitri in Lithuania. She's met and married a fellow country person, so our love and congratulations to her. And also Roger and Elizabeth got married here on Wednesday. I'm sorry, I've omitted the photograph. We'll put a proper one up next week. But I just thought you'd like to see the splendid flowers that we all enjoyed in church for the wedding. That's one of the urns. I think that is all the notices. If I have forgotten anything, then I'm sure someone will remind me. But otherwise, please do look at our website. COVID pages back up again. Important to have a look at what's happening. And I will just report that we did our first 20 minutes to praise God, no spaces in between, for children and young people this morning at 9:30. I think we all had fun, and I do commend that to families to do that. And it means that our 10:30 service isn't seeking to be an all-age worship for this few weeks. It will be, will have, as some people say, adult content in it. I'll leave that to you. Thank you. We are now going to come to our time of Holy Communion. And so I'm going to move down to our communion table, and we will share together in the peace. God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, had given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. And we will offer one another a quite easily socially distanced peace now, because presumably you can either share peace with people at home, or either on the Facebook Live, or I'll just wave to everybody. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you with saints and angels, praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his commands, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them, and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence and sacrifice, made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Jesus Christ is Lord. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favor on your people, to gather us together in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, O loving Father, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Simon will be receiving the bread on your behalf, but there's also now the opportunity to pray a prayer of spiritual communion. Come, Lord Jesus, dwell in me and send your Holy Spirit that I may be filled with your presence. As the hem of your garment touched in faith healed the woman in the gospel, so may I be healed. Although I cannot receive you in the sacrament, I can, through this offering of my prayer, receive you in my heart. Grant this for Christ's sake. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, broken for you. Amen. We say together, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. for our hymn, we have a video with some very appropriate words for remembrance.
Hope for the world's despair, we feel the nation's pain. Can anything repair this broken earth again? For this we pray in every place, a spark of grace to light the way. Wisdom for all who bear a future in their hand, entrusted with the care of this and every land. When comes the hour, O Lord, we pray, inspire the way.
And so we come to almost the end of our service. I'm glad we have been able to worship God together this morning. If you're new, if you haven't visited the St. Matthew's Web's online service before, do drop me an email. You should have seen my email, or it's on our website. Check our website to find out more about us. But do let me know you've watched. It'd be good to establish contact with you. You are very welcome, as indeed is everyone. Remembrance wouldn't be quite remembrance at St. Matthew's without an offering from David Weir and his bagpipe, so I'm delighted that he is going to play us out this morning. But before that, a final prayer of blessing. comfort all who are grieving today and bring peace to our wounded world. May those who pray this day in a spirit of sadness encounter you as the Spirit of life. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and those for whom you pray, now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.